What's up? Yeah. Let's do it. I've been up. No, actually, I was up and I was ready to like God's like, yo, can I do two chills? And I talked myself down off the ledge. I talked myself down off the ledge. It's like, yeah, you want to do two shows? Yeah, you want to do just bored out my fucking mind. I guess that's what it is, or it's just, or this is just something that I like to do, or a combination of both. I mean, like, Jesus, yo, like, yeah, don't y'all get tired of me? I mean, y'all better not. Damn. I mean, so I'm on. Oh, by the way, this is the AJ Half Cast. And I am AJ. What? So, yeah, I'm on my Twitter page. I'm just scrolling. And I'm looking like, there was a thread about work wife, work husband. I mean, and I was like, have I ever had a work wife or a work husband? And then I think about the things that I've done. I've never smashed any one of my female employees or coworkers, even though I may have wanted to. I mean, but no, there are definitely like relationships at work that you shit. It's like having a work wife or a work husband. As long as it's not anything physical or like romantic involved, as long as it's like a situation where y'all both know the fucking job sucks and y'all just helping each other get through the fucking day, that's what it really means. Like, that's what it really means, is that you're both propping each other up to get through the fucking day so they can come home to your aggravating, jealous ass. You know what I mean? So it's like it's going through one hell to come home to another. God damn it. I've been fortunate enough to, I've made out with a couple of employees and I got there, you know what I mean? I got to that point, but I didn't do it. I just didn't do it. I mean, cool. And I'm glad I didn't do it because it turned out that them bitches are crazy. You know what I mean? They're at work making out with me because they have problems. They just trying to get away from what the fuck they're going through in their own fucking lives. You know what I mean? That during the duration of their fucking shift, like, no. Yeah. I don't need that type of energy. That's the type of energy that gets you fired. That's the type of fucking energy that gets these fucking politicians. That's fucking these hookers that's paying all this money to paying our tax dollars to fuck hookers on their days off. That's the type of energy that gets you jammed up, man. So yeah, I'm glad I don't have a work wife and I definitely don't have a work husband. I mean, shit. How's that for an opening? Hey, for that, I'll have a sip. I don't know. I think I just have like fucking radio voice because my shit, like, I thought it was from when I went through the thing with the hospital and all that shit like that, or. Or my throat might just be dry. Fuck, who knows? You know, either it's just a fucking cold or it's fucking AIDS. You don't know what extreme it is. No, it's definitely not AIDS. So we can be clear about that. I just thought that would be funny. It is funny. Fuck that. It's funny. I got some stories. Yes. And if you were wondering how it was going to turn out when I told my baby mama I dropped the ball the way I did, she's like, you know what? It's all good. I mean, and that's the scariest thing a man can hear is, you know what? It's all good. Because you don't know if it's all good or if it means that there's just like a pool of boiling lava flowing up under that fucking statement. I mean, so yeah, I'll be extra careful for the next few weeks or next like few months or something. I'll be careful. I'll be walking on thin ice. I'll be pretending that I'm walking on thin ice at least. I mean, a young widow accused of poisoning Japan's aged Don Juan for his money, arrested by authorities. Yep. They in it for the money, man. Like, too bad I ain't got none, because, you know what I mean? That means I'm going to live a long ass time. Because I ain't got shit. God damn it. A 25-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of killing Japan's Don Juan. Saki Sudo, that's a hell of a name, right? That's good. Is suspected of poisoning Kozuki Nozaki. What? Age 77 for his real estate fortune. See, you know it's fucked up, man, that you can't trust these hoes, man. Whether they be men or women, you know what I mean? Everybody got a fucking angle nowadays. Trust yourself to not trust these motherfuckers. I'll give you that gem for free. Nozaki was found dead in his home on the evening of May 24th, 2018. Damn. A young woman has been arrested for allegedly murdering her older, wealthy husband 3 years ago. Saki Sudo, arrested on Wednesday on suspicion of poisoning. Yeah, to gain control of his real estate and liquor fortune. Damn. Nozaki was found dead on an evening, yeah, 3 months after their wedding. 3 months after the wedding. Yeah, she moved that shit up like, yo, I'm tired of this old motherfucker humping on me. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I can't wait till he marry me so I can kill his ass. That is ruthless. That's fucking cold-blooded right there. That's cold-blooded. And the whole time, this fucking old-ass nigga think he fucking loving me, and I don't love him. I'm just smiling back at him. That's all I'm doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's fucked up. It's like somebody lost their life, but yeah, so it's not like it's fucked up of me, but god damn, you're like what did you expect that age gap was supposed to do to you? What did you suspect that age gap was there for? I mean, like it's like you almost expected it to happen. I mean, it's like you almost expected. I'm 77 and you're 25. So, like, if we get married and I put it in writing that I'm gonna leave everything to you, I mean, at 77, I'm gonna die in like 15 more minutes anyway. She just sped the process along. And yeah, no, I mean, it just wasn't natural. I mean, that's all she did. Like, yeah, at 77, as soon as we get married, I'm gonna die like right after the fucking honeymoon from old age. Yeah, what the fuck? Like, Jesus Christ, Saki Sudo. I wish I had a picture of her. They don't have a picture. I might be able to. Oh shit. They do got a picture of her. Shit, she looked good. Fuck. Yeah, you know she was gonna kill you. He is thought to have ingested a lethal amount of an illegal stimulant drug, as there were no needle marks on his body. Yeah, she knows how to fucking. She knew what the fuck she was doing. Yeah, I'm 77. You're 25. Then you're not gonna fucking like. You don't love me. Like, come on. You don't fucking love me. You're just being nice to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's all. Nozaki was a controversial figure in Japan. His autobiography was, he wrote a book. All right. The man gave 3 billion to, what is that, yen? To 4,000 beautiful women, where he likened himself to the seducer of Seville. I think that's like the premise of the book. I mean, like, The Japan Times reported that Suda was secretive about her marriage, but posted many photos of expensive vacations to her social media pages. Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how close I am to him. We're going to be secretive about, yeah, I'm going to be secretive about my marriage. You know what I mean? Because first off, I don't really want this motherfucker. This old motherfucker, I mean, like, first off, I don't really want him. You know what I mean? But posted many photos of expensive vacations to her social media pages. So she was already telling you what she was gonna do before she even did it. She was like, yo, I'm fucking with this motherfucker until he died. And I'm about to be balling out here, baby. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm about to be balling. Oh my God, yo. I'm glad I'm broke because I could not have a woman just pushing up. Like, how did they fucking meet, right? Out of the fucking, oh God, can you imagine the jealousy of all the other women that wanted to do the exact same thing to him? Yo, can you imagine the fucking jealousy? Hey, that's probably why she kept her fucking marriage so secretive. I mean, like keeping him away from everybody, keeping him from away from all the other women who wanted to do the exact same thing to him for the exact same reason. That's why, like, yo, it's all God, yo. I understand why fucking Bruce Wayne was a fucking bachelor. Yo, because the level of shit behind it. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks, Shaq. Fuck that. I took a good ass nap. You know, like, I needed that. Like, I was telling y'all about, like, yo, I'm not fucking around. Like, yo, I took a good ass nap. That shit was felt like. One of them naps where you wake up and you like, yo, where the fuck am I? You know what I mean? What time is it? Damn, like, yo, it's dark. Like, yeah, like I went to sleep I forget when I went to sleep. I woke up and it was dark. I was like, yeah, I slept. I was like, it's good. And I woke up, you know what I mean? Like, yup, washed my face, drank some water, off the good sleeping nap and sat down here and fucking and it's like, yo, I can go now. I'm ready to go. I mean, fuck. Let's do it. Woman walking dogs killed an extremely rare bear attack in Colorado. So what the fuck were the dogs for? If they couldn't fend off the fucking bear, like, yo, Jesus Christ. The dogs were probably smarter than her and got the fuck out of there before the bear fucking got them too. Fucking bears, bro. An unidentified 39-year-old woman died in Colorado on Friday in an apparent bear attack. What type of bear was it? Was it a grizzly? The woman's boyfriend told the La Plata County Sheriff's Office that she took her two dogs for a walk earlier in the day. The boyfriend began a search for the woman after she didn't return home that evening. Told authorities that he had last communicated with the deceased woman on Friday morning, at which point he's already a suspect in her disappearance. Probably, most likely. You know what I mean? Around 9:30 p.m., the boyfriend found the woman's body. Yeah, damn. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers responded to the boyfriend's 911 call, upon arrival, officials determined that some of the woman's body appeared to have been consumed. Oh shit. Bear fur and feces was also found at the scene. The bear just fucking ate her ass and just shit it like, yeah, like, fuck, I'm a fucking bear. I'm a bear. Like, God damn it. Don't you understand? You out here on my shit? I'm a bear. Yeah, I like bears, but that's fucked up. She lost her life. We gotta respect them motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a fucking bear, damn it. Don't you know who the fuck I am? Fuck them little ass dogs. And she was probably walking some bitch ass dogs. You know what I mean? Because if she would have had like a Rottweiler or some shit, like something that's gonna bark back, something that's gonna be like, yo, you might fuck me up, but I'm gonna get something. And like, yeah, something like that. And walking two fucking shih tzus. Yeah, walking two fucking shih tzus and see a fucking bear and they fucking get off the leash and run away. Yeah, they get away. Like, they don't even think about protecting you. You know what I mean? They don't even think about protecting you. Yeah, fuck it. These bitch ass dogs. Yeah. An investigation team with dogs from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Services conducted a search and found a female adult bear as well as two young bears in an area close to where the woman's body was found. Yeah. Ooh. Authorities took the DNA samples from the bears and euthanized them. That's fucked up that the bears had to die. You know what I mean? But shit, yo, it's fucked up that nature is like, once they get used to like not being afraid of humans and eating humans, then they become an even larger threat. You know what I mean? So you gotta put them down. That's fucked up, man. Like, yo, like, yeah, once they get that taste for human flesh and they think it's okay to like eat people, then that's when they gotta go. Shit, man. This is a tragic event. Corey Chick, the South, whatever. This is a tragic event and a sad reminder that bears are wild and potentially dangerous, he added. Out of an abundance of caution, the bears are removed for public safety. We ask the public to report any encounter with an aggressive bear to CPW. I don't know what that. I don't know what CPW is. Fuck CPW. I mean, like, we gotta find it. Like, yeah, but you remember, like, yo, think about it like this. Like, yo, we tore down their habitat. We are living in their habitat. I mean, if you're in certain parts of that fucking country, like where they used to like eat and live and like and just be like and just live. Now I mean, like, yo, we did that to them. So now when they come into your fucking like into your neighborhoods, or when they're so close to you that they can actually attack you when you're just walking your bitch ass dogs, you know what I mean? That, yo, you knocked their fucking homes down, you know what I mean? You did this shit, you know what I mean? Like, this is just a little bit of give back, baby. You know what I mean? You got, yeah, this is a little bit of give back. Oh God, I was watching it. And you know, the season ended and it's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. I'm forcing myself to not spoil it for you. But I'm forcing myself to not spoil it for you. Okay, I'll take a shot. Watch Watchmen and get on fucking Twitter. And talk to me about that shit, y'all. I swear to God, yo, that shit bangs. Regina King. You don't fucking bears up, man. Like, look, you took the, you knocked all, you bulldozed the whole fucking land. And random bears off. Motherfuckers, I'm mad for them. I'm more mad at the motherfucking people than I am at the motherfucking bear. Shit, the bear was just being a bear. You know what I mean? Holy shit. All right. Next story. And fuck her. What type of dog does she have? I bet she was walking like a pair of Pomeranians or some shit that just fucking just immediately just ran off as soon as they seen a fucking bear. Like, because they knew better. Shit, fuck out of here, man. Okay. Yeah, we still blow up mountains to mine coal. Time to end the war on Appalachia, which I think this is a stupid article. You know what I mean? Because we mine coal because coal is how we produce electricity. Yes. You learn something new every day, don't you, kids? Coal is how we produce electricity. So without coal, like, I mean, we still do it until we find a better way. Shut the fuck up about blowing up the fucking mountains. I mean, like, and that should be like a 2 minute motherfucking, yeah. I mean, like, yo, coal is how we produce fucking electricity. On Earth Day this year, oh, it's one of those tree hugger motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, hunker down in the Green Hills. Retired coal miner Chuck Nelson hunkered down in the Green Hills of West Virginia, recovering from a recent stroke and with one remaining kidney. God damn. So what is this? Detonated with the toxic haze of coal dust. Yeah, well, okay. It's not the most effective way to get, like, come on, but still, it's electricity. Didn't I just do a story in Texas about like how many people died in Texas for no electricity? I mean, this is necessary for now. It's not. It's not the most, it could be a better way, maybe, but for now, like for now. And that's not an excuse. Hey, what the fuck? I'm not a politician and I'm not a fucking ecologist. So I don't know. I mean, but yeah, while coal mining has decreased dramatically in recent years, state permits for reckless mountaintop removal operations by absentee corporations, which involve only small numbers of non-union heavy equipment operators and explosives, in contrast to labor-intensive underground miners. Okay. So you're okay, continue to be doled out in central Appalachia in a desperate attempt to shake down the region for a final coal tattoo. Yeah, there you go. But it's the way they're mining the coal. That's what I get from that paragraph, from that phrase. It's the way they're mining the coal. It's not the fact that they are mining the coal. It's the way they're using. They're not using human labor. They're using like heavy machinery. Yeah, god damn, bro. In fact, the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection celebrated Earth Day by rubber stamping a new strip mining permit for an out-of-state coal company slated to destroy 1,085 of forested ridges and ridges and wreak havoc for for neighboring communities for the next 8 years. God damn, what the fuck is this? Yeah. And removing mining depth, yeah, associated with mountaintop mining. So they're gonna try to, like, it's like a band-aid apology. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But shit. Oh shit. Millions of acres of Appalachian mountains have been permanently destroyed, and thousands of miles of streams have been permanently buried. Wow. I read this shit like I'm learning, like right now. I'm sorry, y'all. So I read this shit like I'm learning right now. I don't read these stories in advance. You know what I mean? I'm learning this shit right now, and I think that's what makes it cool. Instead of recognizing the century-old legacy of ruining coal country to Appalachia, to like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, yo, like, man, yo, we need the coal right now. Mine the fucking coal. Yo, we mining the coal in America instead of being in Afghanistan fighting for the fucking oil. You know what I mean? Like, which one is it gonna be? You know what I mean? We're doing both right now. So, and they both serving the same fucking purpose. You know what I mean? It's both two fucked up things. You know what I mean? Like, it's both two fucked up things. We're over there fucking, we're over there overseas. In these fucking in these fucking countries, trying to secure the fucking oil, or we're over here blowing up shit. You know what I mean? And fracking and fucking shit up. You know what I mean? For coal, which also produces energy, we're trying to produce energy to run the fucking country. Like, yeah, which means we have. If we have, if these things are happening, these things are happening on both sides, means that we have to put our heads together and find a better way to produce energy. I mean, like, it's as simple as that. I can't tell you I have the answers, but I know, like, I'm looking at the fucking results of what's happening right now. You know what I mean? Like, I see that much shit. And I can tell, like, fuck, man, if the fucking fire burns your hand, you put your hand out the fucking fire. Yeah. God damn it. That was some old folks phrase, right? You know, if the fire burns your hand, take your hand out the fucking fire. That's some shit an old motherfucker is saying. I guess I am an old motherfucker. I'm an old soul. Shit. But yeah, what are you gonna do? I mean, like, it's fucked up. I can't deny that shit. It's fucked up. But, like, yeah, we need coal. Coal produces electricity. Fucking, we need oil. Oil produces plastics, and plastics produces, like, everything. Basically, everything we fucking consume is made out of fucking plastic. So what the fuck? And what makes plastic? Oil. So what the fuck? Like, is like the snail is eating its the snake is eating its tail. You know what I mean? Like, it's and it's endless. So what the hell? For that, I'll take a shot. We can find a way to like dispose of it better. I mean, like I hear like it's like a fucking like a like pollution, like all the fucking like the rings from six packs and all that shit are just floating in the ocean, and the fish are eating that shit and fucking getting all fucked up, and then we eat the fish, the snake is eating its tail. Once again, damn, we can find a better way to deal with that. Send that shit to the fucking sun. Why not? I mean, like, yo, send that shit away. We got Elon Musk is sending fucking spaceships. We got Elon Musk is sending some shit into orbit like every fucking week, bro. I mean, why he can't just take some of that shit out there with him and send that shit all the way the fuck out? Send that shit out. Like, just send it away. I mean, like, we can do that. I mean, so the aliens come back. Yeah, we could definitely do that. Fucking like send that shit like, yo, this motherfucker is sending a fucking is sending something out into orbit like every fucking week, bruh. Like, yo, how the hell can't we like take some of that garbage with you and just send that shit and program it to just keep on flying. You know what I mean? Send that shit the way the fuck out. I mean, we can't do that. Like, damn right, that would be my motherfucking first. Shit, Biden, get on that, Biden. See, I need to be in the Oval Office. You know what I mean? In the Oval Office. Next story. Marilyn Manson denies abuse allegations from Esme Bianco. Now, for somebody who spent their whole career looking like somebody who's been abused, because that motherfucker still looks weird. Jesus Christ. Oh God, yo, like, yo, that motherfucker still looks weird. After what, he's like 60 now? Jesus, I know they're gonna tell me his age because that's where added fucking embarrassment. You know what I mean? Marilyn Manson denies abuse allegations from Esme Bianco. Let's find out what happened. Game of Thrones actor Esme Bianco. Well, who the fuck was that? She in fucking Game of Thrones. Manson's attorney called allegations probably what? In a lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles, Bianco says that Manson violated human trafficking laws by bringing her to California from England under the false pretenses of roles in music videos and movies that never materialized. Yo! The lawsuit alleges that in 2009, Manson, whose legal name is Brian Warner, you know what I mean? Flew Bianco to Los Angeles to shoot a video for the song "I Want to Kill You" like they do in the movies. What? I don't even want to be involved in no shit I'll pass. Yeah, no, thank you, Brian. The suit says Bianco was expected to stay at Manson's home instead of the hotel where she had been booked. And there was no crew, only Manson himself shooting with a phone. Well, you can shoot a video with an iPhone nowadays. That's how advanced they are, those cameras. Manson deprived Bianco of food and sleep. Jesus, okay. This is what happened. This is what really happened. Manson deprived Bianco of food and sleep, though gave her alcohol and drugs. Locked her in the bedroom, whipped her, gave her electric shocks, tried to force her to have sex with another woman, and threatened to enter her room and rape her during the night. What? The suit alleges. No video was ever released. Of course, there will be no video. But I don't put it. Oh, God. I don't know if that happened. I can't say if that happened or if that didn't happen or whatever. But wow. Yo, that is fucking wild. Manson deprived Bianco, yeah. Manson's attorney, Howard E. King, responded, "These claims are provably false." To be clear, the suit was only filed after my client refused to be shaken down by Ms. Bianco and her lawyer and give in to their outrageous financial demands based on conduct that simply never occurred. We will vigorously contest these allegations in court and are confident that we will prevail." Yeah, that's some shit a lawyer would say. Like, even if you're guilty, you pay the lawyer to fucking stand up for you, even after you just hooked up a fucking, like, a car battery to somebody's fucking nipples. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? He looks like somebody that's been abused his whole fucking life. How do you create a character that is Marilyn Manson unless that you just don't, that's not just something that you're acting. You're not acting. There's something in there yeah, it's something in there that's coming out of you. Like, oh, Jesus. Said like, yo, the shit motherfuckers be doing, man. Like, yo, that's why I'm glad I just go to work and stay my ass home. I go to work and come home. Can you imagine me strapped down to a bed with fucking clothespins on my nipples, getting fucking electrocuted and beating and beaten and forced to motherfucking have sex with women? You know what? That doesn't sound too bad. Maybe I should just take the long way home from work. Nah, that shit is fucked up. Next story. Oh yeah, this motherfucker here. Goddamn. All right, let me take a shot. Motherfucking hand, Harvey Weinstein's extradition to LA to face rape charges set for May 30th, maybe. Like, they don't want to fucking, like, yo, and I say this too. I say this to my friends and coworkers, my family, that Harvey Weinstein looked like he got jump a fucking fence. He looked like he could run a 40. You know what I mean? He looked like he could run a 4-4 in a 40. You know what I mean? Before these fucking rape allegations came out. I mean, when he was doing this shit, you know what I mean, he was healthy. He is like a fucking stallion when he was doing all this shit. Now, as soon as he gets caught, now he looks like he's fucked up. Like his health just deteriorated. It's almost like the things that he was doing was keeping him young. It's almost like it's weird. It's weird. It's funny, but it's fucking weird. You know what I mean? That it almost seems like he was like stealing the essence from these fucking these upcoming actresses. You know what I mean? And like because as soon as that shit as these stories started breaking, now he's having fucking health problems, right? It seems convenient and it seems weird at the same time. I don't know. You like, I don't know. Like it's just fucking weird. Harvey Weinstein could be heading out to Los Angeles. What they waiting for him to die? What they waiting for him to just like, yo, give me a cyanide pill and tell everybody he had a heart attack. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Harvey Weinstein could be headed out to Los Angeles within week to face multiple counts of sexual assault or not. Or not. See, they're not in a rush to fucking like in a short in short but somewhat convoluted virtual hearing this morning. The lawyer for the already imprisoned producer promised to throw a habeas corpus spanner in the works if the proceedings didn't hit the reset button. They're trying to prolong shit. If Weinstein's attorney doesn't do that, then come May 30th, LA officials will make arrangements to have him transferred. Noted a mass judge Kenneth case on Friday. Yeah. found guilty in the city of angels, the 69-year-old, 69 for a pervert. That's his age, yeah. For rape, for fucking an alleged perv. The 69-year-old Weinstein could receive a sentence of up to 140 years, which he will only do about fucking like 10 months, because he already on his last legs. Get the fuck out of here. Weinstein is currently behind bars in New York State since March last year on a 23-year sex crime sentence. So they already gave him 23 years. Now, I mean, like, yo, they could do a fucking, like, they could do something without him being present. Yeah. They do a fucking video court and just slap him with another fucking, with the other 140. Know what I mean? Like, whatever. Whatever. Just slap him. Know what I mean? Like, yo, 23 years at this point, I mean, you're not gonna, and your health is already fading. You're already fading out right now. Know what I mean? It's to the point where any day now you can wake up and just, and where you can wake up and just not wake up, wake up dead. Where you can wake up dead. I mean, you're to the point now where you could just wake up dead any day now. So what the fuck is another 140 years on top of another 23 years? 163 years? Yeah, give it all to me, because I'm not going to live out the next 2 years, you stupid motherfuckers. Seek an assignment in Erie County District Attorney's Office and procedural netting. Effman mockingly refereed the whole matter as a case of a Groundhog Day. Like, get the fuck out of here. This fucker bad. Weinstein faces 4 counts of rape, 4 counts of forcible oral copulation, one count of sexual penetration by use of force, 2 counts of sexual battery by restraint, and sexual battery incidents involving 5 women from 2004 to 2013. God knows what he did way before that, because he was making movies way before that shit. I mean, he was in a, yeah, he was in a business way before that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, there you have it. Harvey Weinstein fellows. Harvey Weinstein folks. Yo, he's not gonna live out like the next fucking writing. And I don't wish death on anybody, but like, yeah, he's not gonna live out. He's not gonna do the sentence that you gave him. So, like, you just want to let it be known. That's just to make the victims happy, I guess. I get it. I mean, I get it. Take a sip. How we doing on time here? 43 minutes. It really didn't seem like it was that long. Yeah, damn. No, I can go. What was the shit about the It was something about the fucking UFOs. I didn't even put that shit in the story because I don't acknowledge that stupid shit. It's fucking stupid. The shit about the fucking about they're like trying to say the UFOs and everything. Like, yo, okay, look it up. I mean, this is the internet age. You can find it. Pull it up. And it's something about the Pentagon and UFOs, whatever. But. This is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like, people been seeing UFOs for fucking so long. You know what I mean? That we don't, like, me personally, I don't think, I think it's us. You know what I mean? I think it's just technology that we, I think it's just technology that we're testing out, that they're not telling people about. I mean, that's what I really think it is. Are there really little green men? Of course there are. I don't, are they here? I mean, I don't know. I can't say that shit. And it's fucking whack. It's wacky to fucking like try to like try to make sense of it. I mean, it's just weird to try to make sense of it. Like, yo, have fucking spacecraft visited the planet or flew over the planet before? Probably. Oh man, why not? Shit, it's a big ass fucking universe. First of all, we talk about universe, the fucking galaxy. The fucking just the solar system alone, just our solar system. I mean, like, yeah, so if you want to talk about, like, are there other things out there? Of course, the possibility leans to definitely. I mean, the needle leans to definitely. I mean, but are they coming into contact with us as nearly as we claim they are to be? I mean, and UFOs, I don't think so. I can't say yes or no, but I don't think so. I mean, like, I really think it's just technology that we got that's just not like that they're not rolling out on us. I mean, they don't want to tell us for purposes of like security. Know what I mean? If you got a new weapon, know what I mean, would you tell anybody? Know what I mean? No. No, I wouldn't. Know what I mean? If I had a new weapon that can do this, that can maneuver and make fucking 90-degree turns, the G-forces, know what I mean, without killing the fucking pilot, know what I mean? Like, without knocking the air out of the pilot and having him lose control and fall to the ground, know what I mean, and fly at fucking supersonic speeds and all this shit like that. If you had that, would you tell anybody? Know what I mean? That's why a UFO doesn't necessarily mean that it's alien to you, alien only meaning that you don't know what it is. Know what I mean? Alien meaning that it's not an alien and an extraterrestrial are two different things. Alien means it's something outside your fucking belief. I mean, it's something that you don't know what it is. That's what's alien. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, this shit is probably just fucking like some shit that like some advanced type of flying shit that we got that we don't want to tell anybody about because it's on weapons. Is they're weapons. Fuck, man. Like, would you tip your hand? Yo, if you sitting at the table and you got the fucking big joker, would you tell anybody that you had the fucking big joker? Or would you play the big joker? Or would they find out that you had the big joker? They would only know you had the big joker once you played the fucking big joker. That's the only way they would know. Now, I mean, think about it like that. Think about it like that. I mean, like, it's not fucking Martians. It's not fucking little green men. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Are they out there? Yeah. Is it them all the time? Probably not. It's just fucking like us fucking around with toys. Us playing around with toys. Yeah. Next story. Yeah, let's get this Harvey Weinstein shit out of here, man. Fuck. You know how many actresses are still coming? They're still coming out. Like, yeah, he groped me. He grabbed me by the pussy. Because they wanted to make it big. They wanted to make it big in fucking in show business. And shit. We all do. Fuck. I mean, I'm not gonna fucking let nobody touch me over it though. Yeah. Punch a motherfucker dead in his fucking face. I'll get a show just off of telling the story to the news that somebody tried to fucking touch me inappropriately for a fucking role on the show. And I broke their fucking jaw. I'll get a show off of that before I let somebody just touch me inappropriately and they give me a fucking role that probably only got like two scenes in it. How about that? Yeah. I'll get a leading role in the show for fucking punching somebody in the fucking throat before they yeah. Your Las Vegas pool installation reveals estimated 14,000-year-old fossils. Cool shit. History, baby. Anthropology. Couple's pool construction operations were obstructed when workers uncovered a set of rare and large bones believed to be at least 6,000 to 14,000 years old in the backyard, the couple said. Let me see the pictures. I'm so childish. The bones reportedly date back to the most recent ice age, which ended around 11,700 years ago. Matt Perkins and his husband recently moved from Washington to a freshly constructed home, in Las Vegas. We joked on Friday that they started digging. Oh, great. Maybe they'll find a dinosaur for us and it'll pay for our pool. Shit. They called it. They fucking nailed it. Obviously, when they told us they found some fossils, there was more of a shock to us than we were expecting. Perkins added. The homeowners were greeted Monday morning by workers from the pool construction. Investigators determined the bones did not belong to a human, and that the remains were not a concern. To local authorities. Yeah, you fucking hicks. I mean, this shit is fucking history. This is ancient history. This is not even just fucking low recent history. Like, yeah. Visited the property, Joshua Bond, director of research of the Nevada Science Center, visited the property on Tuesday to inspect the remains. The bones might belong to a horse or similar size animal. Since the discovery, the homeowners have found part of the jawbone with teeth attached. Yo, how they can do that is fucking amazing. And I'm looking at the fucking bone. I'm looking at the jawbone with the teeth. The teeth are jagged, which horses graze, so means that the teeth might be like a horse that grazes, the teeth might be ground down a little bit. I'm a little bit rusty on my anthropology. But a horse that grazes, the teeth might have been ground down a little bit more. So it might have been like something that predates a horse. Like something like like an omnivore, maybe. Maybe. So this thing is about 4 to 5 feet below the present ground surface. And so the animal was probably wandering around the world in southern Nevada, which was not nearly as populated as today. As it is today, there were probably still people in the area and was probably a little bit marshy. Wow. Because you know that's like desert land now. So they say the time when this shit came around, it was like still wet. About 14,000 years ago, the area was fed by natural springs and served as a watering location for wildlife in the Mojave Desert. Shit. Yeah, children. We learn shit over here, man. Yeah, we learn shit over here. Wow, that's a hell of a fucking story. We're gonna take a sip. My last sip, my last story. Know what I mean? I've been rocking with y'all like fucking like what, damn near all week. Yeah. It's been dope. Salute. Gonna get off of here and go back to Magic the Gathering and see if I could reclaim some of my pride. Biologists describe catching 100-year-old monster fish from Detroit River. Right? Damn. Yo, see the picture of this one. A sturgeon nearly 7 feet long and believed to be more than a century old, got three biologists working hard when they caught it during an annual study of the species. Did they kill it? Come on. Like, I hope they didn't kill it. Because shit, if it lived 100 years, give it a fucking 100 more. Let's see if we get it. Yeah, come on. The team from Alpena Fish and Wildlife Conservation Office needed nearly 6 minutes to haul the 240-pound fish into the boat from the Detroit River near Grosseau. I felt the fish thumping on the line. Yeah, that's a hell of a pull. Yo, that's a hell of an adrenaline. That's a hell of an adrenaline rush. As it got closer, it just got bigger and bigger, like me on a drunk night. No, I'm sorry. One of the biologists, Jason Fisher, said, according to the Associated Press, She was tired out. It didn't fight us very much. Yeah, something that big takes a lot of energy to like move. Like it takes a lot of food. It takes a lot of energy to keep alive. So that thing, what? Another of the scientists who helped catch the sturgeon. Imagine everything that fish has lived through and seen. The lured fish, they lured the fish by using frozen round goby as bait on a long line that was cast deep into the river. What the fuck? 7 feet long, 240-pound lake sturgeon in the Detroit River, believed to be more than 100 years old. What? Yeah, she likely hatched in the Detroit River around 1920, when Detroit became the fourth largest city in America. Lake sturgeon is a threatened species in Michigan, and she's probably eating all the other fucking sturgeon. That's why. Well, hey, you hit the fucker big ass. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that based on its size and girth, the fish that had roamed the waters for over a century was assumed to be a female. The fish was weighed and quickly released back into the river. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Let that shit live on. Give it another 100 years, and it'll lay fucking, I don't know if the shit is still laying eggs. It might have went through fish menopause. What the fuck? Like, yeah, as of Saturday morning, 3,800 people had posted messages. Yeah, that shit is dope. That shit is dope. That's a good story to end out on. Now, I mean, for that, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I mean, like, yeah. Like, yo, if you fucks with the show, I mean, you already know what to do. I mean, like, yo, reach out to me on Twitter. I mean, Risenshine, RYEZNSHYNE at Risenshine. Avery Johnson. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Instagram Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05, Taco Meat 05. Or just hit me on Facebook. I mean, like Avery Johnson, AVERYKOHNSON. Yeah, I'm giving my government name out because ain't none of you motherfuckers come. I got Come and Get Me. Yeah, y'all ain't hear that song. That's all. Yo, be safe. Keep wearing your mask. Keep washing your hands. Keep washing your ass. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. My man, like, yo, I love you guys. Peace.